I guess on a normal October 1st, I would be saying Happy New Year, as it is our fiscal start of our new fiscal year. Obviously, it's not real happy this morning for hundreds of employees here in Indiana and hundreds of thousands of employees across the country that are impacted with this unfortunate turn of events. But as we all will persevere and get through this, certainly this temporary status of a furlough, which is what our employees are under as of 7:30 this morning when I sent documents out to all of our employees in Indiana, and my counterparts across the country did the same thing, notifying them that we were in emergency furlough status, and until Congress would restore funding to the federal government, we will be in that status.
Now, in some cases, folks are still reporting to work, but they're not being paid at this point. Are you in that, or are you in a place where your offices is shut down?
Well, currently I am in my office. I will be here until 12 noon today, and all of our FSA employees here in Indiana are being asked at this time, this morning, to conduct a shutdown of their operations and to then verify with me here in our state office so I can then certify to the national office that the shutdown has been conducted here in Indiana. So we're in the process of receiving those reports from our 75 county offices, and certainly this will have impact on producers, and many appointments are having to be canceled this morning. That's part of the operational shutdown that we're going through, where our employees are contacting producers that may be coming in for normally scheduled appointments, but because by noon today, all employees will have left the building, and we will be closed.
As we look at how this affects producers, let's talk about that when it comes to whether it's CRP or DCP or all of those types of programs that are conducted under USDA. How does that in turn affect the farmer and the growers this time of year or moving forward?
Well, as we all know, farmers are busy in the fields right now, but soon we'll be needing to report, crops and any specific information about their operations, and that's a normal recurring thing that happens with our offices. Obviously, with our offices closed, those kinds of things won't be done, as well as CRP payments and our DCP payments that would normally go out in October. Until funding is restored to the federal government, we are not able and cannot conduct business. All of our software, our hardware, all of our government equipment, access to the building is shut down. So we are in a holding pattern, literally, and certainly, it impacts producers at a very important time, and it really impacts our great USDA employees that pour their heart into their jobs and serving Indiana farmers and providing that public service that I think FSA and ASCS and all of the different names that our agency has had over the years has been accustomed to providing. So it's very a difficult time.
Yesterday, we had the quarterly stocks report that came out. Is that the last USDA report we could see until the budget issues and the funding issues are resolved?
It's my understanding that is. There are some accepted employees in Indiana. FSA, we have none. There are only a very few FSA employees at the national office level and some of our IT folks that just need to monitor to make sure we don't lose databases and those kinds of things during this shutdown. But it's truly a handful of people at FSA and I would assume in other agencies within the Department of Agriculture that are actually working in this shutdown period. I mean, obviously, funding has lapsed, and we don't have the resources to pay employees. So probably yesterday is one of the, at least a complete report that farmers may see for a period of time, depending on when we would go back to work.
Obviously, nobody knows how long this is going to go into effect, but are you guys just on a maybe like a callback basis, or how do you, what has to happen for USDA to go back into working mode?
Well, certainly, hopefully Congress will build some consensus and find some ways to work together, both in the House and the Senate. And I think certainly Indiana has some true statesmen that will step up and help lead that charge, and that's comforting. I think, though, as we look at Indiana operations and kind of where we are, you know, I have provided personal contact information to our national office. As I indicated, all of our hardware and software will be shut down, and so the use of government devices, whether it be computers or mobile phones, cell phones, iPads, whatever that means of communication is, are shut down as well. So certainly I'll probably learn it from the news, probably maybe quicker than anyone, and like everyone else, I may hear that way. But certainly we have a call tree set up with our national office of personal phones and personal emails to keep us updated, as we're not allowed to use government equipment.
So next, typically, I guess, you know, my last question, as we talked a little bit about the reports, typically Mondays we see that crop progress report, and until things get figured out, that means no update on harvest progress next week, potentially?
Well, certainly the National Ag Statistics Service utilizes our FSA offices to collect information and to report information, and if we aren't in the office, we cannot provide that. So in terms of FSA's role with providing that crop data, unless and hopefully we are back in business by Monday, but that will be Congress's decision to work out those details and to ultimately either fund a continuing resolution or a budget for this next fiscal year.